this is James Whale. This is my podcast. A very good day to you because, of course, you can listen to this on my website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. You can hear it on the via the TuneIn app. You can hear it on... what else can you hear it on?
Whatever you're listening on right now.
Yeah, whatever you're listening on right now. Now, this is not like my radio show. This is sort of an hour of me and Rob. Say hello, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Yeah, okay, he's a f***ing idiot. Rob sits in his house in North Wales, and I'm sitting here in the Garden of England, and I do have my dogs. Do you want to see my dogs? Hang on. Hey,
come here.
One dog. Now, this is Loopy Lou. Say hello, Lou. Oh, gosh, you're getting quite fat. Lou is a mongrel. She was rescued from All Dogs Matter. And she's delightful. She's been out in the garden, and you can see her face is dirty because she found something to go and eat. But she doesn't want you don't want to be in here too long, do you? No? No. I don't think we should have that. Right. Do you want to come and say hello, or was that it? Right. They'll be quiet, hopefully. So this is the podcast where we talk about stuff that... that's going on. I should also point out that I have a live radio show today, depending on what day you are. Normally, Monday to Thursday, 7 o'clock until 10 on Talk Radio. What radio station?
Talk Radio, I think you said.
Talk Radio, yeah. I've got this really sore throat. Should we go ahead with the podcast or not?
Yeah, you better stop talking.
Yeah. I don't know how we'll do that. Anyway, so this is one of our podcasts. There are 200 and some... How many hours? I don't know how many hours.
This is 238.
Yeah, 238 of this on my website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk, looked after by Rob. And there are lots of my old TV shows. Interestingly, I've just had somebody doing some work for me in the garden. And he said, what do you do? And I said, well, I... this it's embarrassing, isn't it, really? I said, how old are you? He said, 21. He said, somebody said you used to be famous. I said, yeah, well, maybe one day I was, but not today. And he then went and looked on the website, and he said, oh, I'll have a look at your shows. So they're there if you want. Have a look at them. And are we selling the books, by the way? How are the books going?
I've been down to the post office this week, so they're going well.
Have you? Mm. Oh, good. Yeah, good. Good. Okay. Well, there's lots of pictures in here. That's me as a baby. That's me with my brother. Anyway, so that's available from the website. Knockdown price. That's the hardback, the paperback copy you can have for a fiver signed, and I signed hundreds of them. Now, so this is the podcast show. We've never done this on Periscope before, so you're listening on a radio station or wherever you're listening to this, goes out all over the world. You can, if you've got Periscope, look at it on there as well. So I won't mention that anymore. Anyway, back to the podcast. So, what are we going to do this week?
Whatever's in the notes. I sent you the notes. Did you not get the notes?
Yeah, I've got them in front of me, but I didn't expect, actually, for us to be around this week because I thought America was going to take us to war, and so I thought we wouldn't be here. But actually, I don't know when people listen to this. It could be that the end of the world has already happened and somebody just managed to download this in their bunker.
And that's all they've got to listen to for the next 30 years is this one episode.
Yeah, well... Yeah, I suppose that's a point, isn't it? Before we talk about the end of the world, I want to talk about the ongoing story of this pensioner who killed a burglar, and the friends and family of the burglar have been going and putting up flowers, putting a memorial on the fence of where this guy died, which other residents have been getting very upset with and tearing them down. And although... Listen, yeah, I do feel sorry for the children of the guy who was the burglar. I do feel sorry for them. And to an extent, I feel sorry for his parents and some of his friends, as long as they didn't know what he did, because he's apparently been referred to as a professional burglar or a career burglar. What the fuck is that? You know, you are a villain, all right? And if you break into somebody's home and the person in the home doesn't like the idea you're going in there to take stuff from them, then, you know, if you get hurt or killed, tough shit. It really doesn't matter to me. It matters that that family are going to be destroyed. And it also matters that the guy who actually killed him, a pensioner, I'm sure probably didn't mean to. Well, didn't go out to kill him. This bloke presented himself in his home, wasn't invited. You know, that guy is going to have that with him for the rest of his life. And that will cause him problems too, trust me. And so I think there is definitely a necessity for a bit of sense to be talked about this. I've seen a lot of people talking, you know, oh, well, yeah, it's you can't just kill people. No, of course you can't just kill people. Nobody can kill people. But if you break into somebody's home, then you get exactly what you deserve. Luckily, well, no, luckily, quite rightly, the guy was released without any charge by the police. You know, he didn't go out to kill anybody. But I have a solution. I think what should happen, and I don't know whether the family of this scumbag are intelligent enough to do this or not, but what would help the kids, because I'm led to believe he has young children. There's one of the dogs, obviously not enjoying the podcast. He has young children, and I think... excuse me one moment.
We have to occasionally pause when we do a podcast and sort little minor things out. I wonder which one is the guilty culprit of barking. Let's find out in a minute. They have gone quiet. I can't see anything, so I don't know what's happening on Periscope. I don't even know what he's pointing the camera at. Oh, you're back.
I'm back. Right. I had a word with Daisy May. It was her that was making all the noise.
There we go.
I was sitting on my headphone. Sitting on my headphone cable. What the... Oh, dear. I'm not... You know, I just don't feel well today.
See, this goes in the bin, normally.
What? Well, it goes in the bin... Oh, actually, I forgot. It's on Periscope, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Right, okay. So, normally, well, we have edit. We will edit the radio version on Periscope. I just leave the camera up there rolling, shall I?
Yeah.
So anyway, what needs to be done? They need to bring the family of this murdered guy together with the person, the homeowner who he broke into, who, tragically, was the person, I suppose, who ended up killing him. And they need, first of all, I am sure that bloke would probably want to say, look, I'm very sorry. I wish it hadn't happened. And I should think they should say, listen, I'm very sorry. I wish he hadn't have broken in. And then maybe both sets can move on. But the nastiness being displayed by the family of the guy who broke in, the so-called career criminal, no such thing, just scumbags, that's what needs to happen. And then maybe there will be some kind of closure for both sides. My suggestion is don't go out and rob people. And perhaps we should take it more seriously. So that's what my thoughts on that are, because what else are we going to talk? We've got loads of stuff we put in. I'll tell you one thing I did want to talk about, it's not really serious, it's the continual plethora. I don't know what that means, but it's a good word. A continual plethora of celebrity fitness DVDs. I mean, they are just bollocks, all of them, aren't they? They're not one of them. Do you take them seriously? That mostly women? I'm sorry, girls, why you need to do that? You can't be that short of money, surely. I mean, just to make these, they are naff, absolutely naff. Celebrities doing these bloody awful DVDs, they bring them out and then they lose a bit of weight and then they get so really fat and horrible. The later you do your own. Good, good, good. Talking to somebody on Periscope, the same way that I'm talking to Rob, who doesn't say very much very often.
No, I try and find a space to talk.
Good. Okay, well, that's good. Hello from Seoul in South Korea. Hello, South Korea. How are you? This is James Whale. You can pick us up this evening. Get the app to listen to this. Apparently, exercise is only 30% of losing weight. The rest is what you eat. Yeah, yeah. Now, what was it? Scarlett, what's her name?
Scarlett Moffat.
Who?
Scarlett Moffat.
I thought you said Scarlett Muffet.
She might do, I don't know.
And then that would take me into a discussion about Muffin the Mule. And anybody sort of under the age of 50 probably has no idea what Muffin the Mule is. Do you know what Muffin the Mule is?
Yeah, it's an X-rated adult movie that was out, well, what, in the 70s, wasn't it?
It was a children's TV show. Anyway, Scarlett Moffitt, not Muffet. I saw a bit of that Saturday Night Fever, or what was it, Saturday Night Takeaway.
Takeaway,
yeah. Last time I saw her, she was there. Now she's brought out one of these DVDs, and honestly, don't do it. Why on earth, just because you happen to be a celebrity, why bother to inflict yourself on people all over the place? It's just horrible. And it's always a kind of not quite bit. You wouldn't see Anton Deck, I don't think, doing a celebrity. You saw her doing it at the start before she lost weight. Really? So what? That's what somebody said. So it doesn't work. If you want to lose weight, don't eat the shit that most of us eat, me included, and do some exercise. Do some exercise. So on Facebook, where we like to go, on Facebook we asked this particular question. Judith Arshan said, don't bother. If you've not died from lack of breath trying the routines, it will be in the bin soon after. It's like joining a gym. People join a gym and they go for a few months and then they never go again. Lee Chunk Nightingale says, don't do it. Apparently John Gunt or Grump is trying to do one. Really? Paul Rudd says, I got one for Christmas but couldn't get it out of the plastic wrapping, so I had a donut instead. Gareth Sprague said, do it. We would love to see you in spandex. Okay? No, I'm not doing it now. Kirsty Hovey says, I bought one and I did it over 12 years ago and it worked great with healthy eating, but after a short time stopped. Now I know just what to watch my calories, and I think somebody just needs a little motivation and willpower to succeed. Best wishes, James. Thank you very much, Kirsty. Angie Murphy says, you and Ash in Lycra, mankinis, what's not to love? Well, That is a really sick fetish, Angie, a really sick fetish. Watch this. I've lost nearly 6 stone. I'm reading off Periscope now. I've lost nearly 6 stone in 8 months following Cambridge weight plan. Why does the city of Cambridge need to lose weight? I don't understand it. Catherine, our dance teacher, says you can lose weight without exercise. How come you're not working at the moment, Catherine? You're just sort of on Periscope. Keith Hall says, the best thing about the fitness DVD my wife bought, it makes her look inches taller when she stood on it. I'll do one more. Yvonne Warwick Gobble. Is that Yvonne Warwick Gobble? I would never buy one to line the pockets of celebs. No, you shouldn't bring one out. So there we are. Perhaps I won't bring one out. But it just, you know, I don't know why they do it. They bring them out at this time of year so that you can get your body bikini ready. I don't need my body bikini ready. Do you need yours?
I can't wear a bikini.
Why not?
I look stupid in a bikini.
Well, maybe you want to get one specially made for you, but what do you wear in the summer?
What I normally wear in the winter. A big overcoat and jumpers and...
Oh, yeah. You don't go out. The interesting thing about Rob is, who lives up in North Wales, he eats meat and chocolate. He doesn't drink alcohol, which I find very weird. And he lives on burgers usually. He doesn't eat vegetables. Do you eat vegetables?
I like carrots. Carrots are nice.
Carrots, which are full of sugar. And he's still alive. How old are you?
45 this year.
45. Our dance teacher's back. She said, I used to teach my classes at a size 18 a few years ago. People used to think I was too fat to be fit. See, I don't like skinny people very much. I think very skinny people, it's not right to be skinny. I do apologize. The dogs are, there's something going on outside and they are wanting to be out there, but they're not. I'm a size 10, but I still wouldn't wear a bikini. Got too much mum tum. Pull it in. I like to drink my vegetables because I don't like eating them. That's the thing. Now, why don't you do that, Rob? That's a good idea. Why don't you get one of those juicers and juice up your vegetables?
Because I like Coca-Cola too much.
You see, and you drink that. I mean, why do you do you drink the sugarless version or not?
Actually, I have recently tried the new Pepsi Max with ginger. There's a good advert. That's quite nice.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. It's still probably not very good for you. Good glass of red wine and a few beers. Absolutely fabulous. Now, this is the podcast that we do every week, and you may be listening on your favourite little local radio station. You may be listening online. And now, of course, you can get the TuneIn app. And you can tune into us via the app, can't you?
That's the whole point of the TuneIn app, yes.
Yeah, I thought so. If you want to get in touch, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. And that's my email, and you can email us here, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. This is going to be a dog barking podcast, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's nice to have the dogs in and every now and again.
Yeah, yeah, but not all the time. Because I want to talk about... I'm going to have to go out again and stop this, aren't I?
Well, let's put some music in here.
Well, that's a good idea. Why don't we do that? And what I can do is... I thought about this last night. I can put this here, and while I go out and sort this out, I can actually put... Hang on. There we are. I can put the advert for the book in. How's that look? That looks all right, doesn't it?
I can't tell.
You can't tell because you can't see it on podcast. Why don't you get podcast up and you can see it?
I'm charging my phone at the moment and it's off.
Ah, right. Okay. Well, that's your silly fault. Now, this, and if you've got a bit, guys, if you're listening to this and you're new listeners to the podcast and you have a band or you know somebody's got some music you'd like to share it with, apparently the lyrics of last week's song were quite upsetting for some people. Is that right?
Oh, it's just about biting people's thighs and, you know, can you feel me coming? I think that was about the only two bits in the song that were like...
Well, how can you feel somebody coming? I mean, because they're obviously a long way away and they're coming towards you. You can't feel that. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, if they're working their way up your thigh, I suppose you can feel them coming. Well, you're already there, aren't you?
Yeah, I suppose so. Anyway, David Sinclair unveils the latest DS4 album, Sweet Georgina, and the lead single in the album title track is out now, ahead of the album release in May. So this is Sweet Georgina. Enjoy.
I left home when I was 16. I went around the world, I even met the Queen. I grew up about as slow as you can. I still play guitar in a rock and roll band. I've been around, I had a long career. I'm not American, I've come from here. I washed dishes, slept on floors, but I'm the guy that you came here for. Still I wonder what it's all about. There's just one girl who makes me jump and shout. Georgina, I hear your call. Stars with guitar, she loved them all. The ancient battlefields, the misty waterfalls. Sweet Georgina loves them all. Sweet Georgina loves you all. She told me the truth. Birds can fly, they got a plan. Most fans die in the back of the van. Some get broken, some get scared. A few are chosen, but none are spared. There's a time to fight, a time to dance. Every new song is another chance. Still I wonder what it's all about. There's just one girl who makes me jump out. Georgina, love them all. Sweet Georgina loves you all.
You didn't give me a chance to get my periscope up.
All right. Well, you need more chance to do that. I'm surprised. That's better. Okay. So, where were we? I have no idea.
Well, I've been here all the time. You've been outside.
Yeah, I've been outside. Right. Okay. So, periscope, you hear that. If you hear the podcast, that'll all be cut out.
Hang on a second.
And you just hear the music. What?
I'm just turning you down because I'm watching the periscope now. There's a lag, so I don't want the audio to go over the top, if you know what I mean. Otherwise, we'll be echoing.
I don't know what you mean.
If you know what I mean, it'll be echoing.
No, I don't.
If you know what I mean, it'll be echoing.
I don't know what you mean. Okay, right. Let's talk about this, the possibility that we're all going to end up in hell in a handcart. Suddenly, from nowhere, we are on the verge of a new, either a Cold War or a real hot war. And it seems to have come from nowhere. First of all, the Russians have always been the Russians, and they behave in a very strange way. And we have to handle that. Now, they may well have been responsible for trying to kill the Skripals. I don't actually know if they were, and it seems to me nobody else actually does. I'll come back to Simon Cowell. Somebody's asked me on Periscope in a bit. I don't actually know whether it was them or not. But let's just suppose it was the Russians trying to knock off one of their spies and give a warning to people. First of all, it could have killed innocent people, and that is not acceptable. And the Russians have to be dealt with and have to be, shown that no one is going to stand for that. And I think we've done that. We've kicked out their diplomats, and the European Union has done the same. But now it's gone a stage further. And Donald Trump, who I honestly don't know if he's some kind of master strategist. Maybe he is. Maybe he's a master strategist. And what he's doing is trying to confuse the Russians and anybody else into thinking that he's a complete nutcase. And and that'll sort it out. But the sort of tweets he sends out, the sort of tweets that you get kids in the playground threatening each other and then say, oh, I'm going to beat you, I'm going to smash your fucking head in, mate. And then somebody says, no, I'm not. And then they all sort of walk away and huff and puff and nothing gets done. And hopefully that's what will happen here. But, you know, all this fuss about, and it's appalling, that chemicals are being used and that people in the Middle East are behaving in this way. If there is a God, by the way, never, ever come back to anywhere where I live, please. Because it seems to me that all the problems of the world have been coming from the area where these religions, Christianity and Islam, started. That seems to be the seat of most of the trouble of the world. Interestingly enough, as well. And people go on, well, I'm a good Christian, whatever. You know, you look at the flipping religions around the world. They spend so much time and effort on sort of party tricks and dressing up and walking around with huge amounts of gold draped around them or wearing it. And you just wonder if any of these books, the religious books the main religions of the world were to be believed, and most of them preach people should actually be a little more understated. You know, the Pope up there in the Vatican with all that money, you see the people in other religions dripping with gold and abusing their positions in many cases. So anyway, don't get me going. So that, as far as I'm concerned, is the start of it. It seems to emanate, doesn't it? It might not all be about religion now, but it does seem to have religious overtones, all of this fighting. Anyway, back to the Russians and what we're going to do. These idiots in the Middle East have been, you know, using chemical weapons. Saddam used it. They've used chemical weapons in Syria before. And now suddenly we're about to bomb the shit out of them. Why? And Theresa May is running around making it look like we're just waiting to be told what to do by Donald Trump. That doesn't make us look very good, does it? We're sitting around waiting to be told what we should do. I can't believe it. You know, what the world needs... reminds me of a song. This planet gets smaller and smaller as technology improves. We can travel faster and faster. And it seems to me... These are just my views. If you want to take a different tack, email me, jameswellradio@gmail.com. We'll go on our Facebook page or tweet us at The James Well Show. But it just seems to me that there's a rise in nationalism across the world at the moment. You could see it in this country with the vote to leave the European Union. You can see it in various other European countries. You can see it all over the world. Surely... We should be going more to... I quite like this idea of a new world order with a one-world government. There'd be no fighting then, would there?
I'm not sure about that. I think there'd be quite a lot of fighting.
Yeah. Need the bloody UN to do something. That's a very good point you've made, which has just come in again on Periscope. The UN seem to be a spent force, don't they? They don't seem to be able to do very much about anything. So I can't see that happening. Whatever happens, Parliament must be given... the right to decide. You know, if Theresa May decides to go off on one and support Donald Trump because she thinks it makes her look tough, it doesn't. It makes her look stupid. Golly, that's a worry, isn't it? Theresa May or Jeremy Corbyn? What hope? What hope for the future? Anyway, never mind. Right, so there we are. Those are my thoughts at the moment about death and destruction all over the place. Now, what we do on this podcast, particularly because I am losing my voice, I've got a live show to do today. We do a bit of tech talk, which allows me not to say anything and Rob to do his bit. Are you on Periscope?
I was on Periscope, yes.
So if you're going to do tech talk, you ought to be on it.
Oh, I see. You mean
Then you could edit it together, couldn't you?
I could do, but that involves lots of technical stuff. That's not really my field, is it, as you know? As I'm going to prove now.
Yeah. Okay. Off you go.
Mr. Mark Zuckerbucker, that guy from Facebook. I think he's the owner of Facebook. He's been in the news all week. And what have we learnt from his appearance in Congress is that he's got a big team behind him and he likes water. Other than that, there was no point in being there.
No. And what we learned for it is he might have come up with a really good idea, Facebook, which will change and has changed the way people communicate. But I imagine, looking at him, that was more by luck than judgment, because it could have been something that even you could have come up with. That. Why didn't you?
I come up with ideas all the time, but it's just...
Good. Well, then let's get one that will make us into billionaires, and then we have no need to bring out a fitness DVD, do we?
Or how about this idea? High definition vinyl.
High definition vinyl, why?
Well, you know, vinyl records. A lot of people say vinyl is better than CDs.
Vinyl is. I am not. Yep.
Well, they're bringing out high definition vinyl.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 30% louder and 30% better clarity.
Oh, no. Can you imagine all the people are going to have their neighbours upsetting them 30% louder? You see, the beauty of today, when I started as a DJ, I had to carry huge bags of records from one place to another to play my sounds. Now, they're all loaded on your thing and you just plug it in and off you go if you wanted to do it.
Yeah, we don't need high-definition memory sticks, do we?
I don't think that's a good idea. I think that's a really bad idea.
It's coming out summer 2019.
Yeah.
It's one of these startup companies. So they've just bought all the laser engraving equipment. Mm. So it'll be out soon. Should we do some films? Because tech isn't really my field, really.
Shut up. I mean, it seems to me, why would you want to clutter up your... I've just got rid of all my records and things years ago, got rid of them. And now if you want a record, you could just download it to your computer, to your phone, to your tablet. Anywhere you want, you can download it.
Just get yourself an Alexa.
I should have one of those, shouldn't I?
I'll send you one for Christmas. How's that?
I wouldn't know how to plug it in, would I?
I'll have to come round then one time, plug it in for you.
Yeah. Okay, so movies. Your movies have been shit recently, all the movies you've been talking about. Have you got any good ones?
It's not my fault. I don't make the movies. The movie.
No, but they've been boring and dull, haven't they?
They have been. The film I saw this week is a film called A Quiet Place. It's a really good idea for a film. It's about some alien monsters that land on the planet Earth, and they can only hear; they can't see. So everyone has to wander around in complete silence. So the slightest pin drop will mean their death. It's quite not quite as bad as that, but you get the idea. It was a really good idea for a film, but completely stupid.
So, well, it's another one you've said is a good idea for a film and completely stupid.
Well, I'm going to give it. Don't go and see it because I'm going to tell you. If you don't want to listen to the spoilers, put your fingers in your ears. Basically, all you need to do to destroy these aliens is distract them with noise. So you put some air raid sirens on. They all run towards the air raid sirens, and everyone can wander around freely and get on with their life. End of film.
Okay, that's another one you don't need to go and see. Going back to the war, and going back to what happened, of course, in Salisbury, we did ask on Facebook, what do you think happened? Who do you think was behind the nerve agent? Do you believe it was the Russians or not? Robert Widmore says the FSB. David Bull says, are we even sure it was a nerve agent attack? Which, you know, it's interesting. They said it is now. And since Ulia, the daughter, left hospital, and everyone's saying she's remarkably well, what a great recovery, and her dad's getting better soon. And then a few days went past, and then suddenly she's coming out with, oh, well, no, I don't feel very well, and my dad's not that well either. There's so many mixed messages coming out that it's difficult to know, isn't it? Dan Ishikawa says, start with a list of countries capable of manufacturing the nerve agent. Hint, not just Russia. Then see which one has the most to gain from making Russia look bad. Interesting point. Martin Travers says, I'm going to stick my neck out and plump for Bobby Davro. I don't think Bobby did it. Jim Dimitri says, you honestly think one of the most sneaky and developed secret services as the Russians would be so stupid as to use something that can be tracked back to them? Come on, guys, wake up. If they wanted to get rid of them, they would have done it far easier and no one would have a clue. Turkey is going on the rampage. Britain is getting screwed with the EU. Loads of problems. What better way to divert the media than, let's face it, something that is presented to a court of law would be thrown out. Who knows? We haven't mentioned a lot of the other things at the moment. Turkey is going on the rampage. And as far as I know, Saudi Arabia is still bombing the shit out of Yemen with some of our weapons, and we're not doing anything about that. Interesting how we decide what we are going to do, isn't it? Gavin Eastwood said, not sure, but that semi-witted buffoon Boris Johnson's not making things any clearer or better. He is more of a danger to world peace than that man-child from North Korea. Where does Donald Trump fit in all that, I wonder? Mark Stevens says, the biggest worry is that weapons of mass destruction are being used on Britain's streets and appear freely available. I think that's a very good point, Mark. And nobody seems to be worried. Well, people are worried about that. How did you get that chemical into this country? Where did it come from? All of that, nobody seems to know. Dave Benjamin said, the CIA to strengthen Theresa May, which may have now backfired. To turn Europe against Russia again may have backfired. The attacks on Jeremy Corbyn came at the same time. Gary O'Donnell says, too many conspiracy theory nuts suggesting it isn't Russia. If it looks like a bear, walks like a bear, and growls like a bear, it's a damn bear. Russian has a track record of being involved in this going way back. Litvinenko, Markov, and others. And they lied about being involved in this too. Okay, well, there are loads of others. Haven't got time to read them all, but some of your thoughts. If you've got some new thoughts, get on to us at Facebook or Twitter. Or you can email me, jameswellradio@gmail.com. jameswellradio@gmail.com. Remember, if this is your first time listening to our podcast, there are over 200 and something hours of this, plus all the TV shows, which you can find on my website at jameswellradio.com. .co.uk.
That's right.
Now, My name is Karen. Hello, my name is Karen. Would like to know if we could give a birthday mention on the podcast this week. Can she have a... Karen.
Karen.
Or Karen.
Karen, yeah.
Not she... Karen. Karen. That's Karen, not Karen. Sorry. Hello, my name is Karen. Because I think a lot of people call her Karen.
Yeah, I think so. I think it really upsets her.
Yeah. So that's her Twitter handle, is it?
I think so.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Karen. Happy birthday to Hello, my name is Karen, and a very, very happy birthday to you. Okay, this is the podcast, and some of the other things I thought we could talk about. Somebody wants us to talk about Simon Cowell, and my thoughts on Simon. I love Simon Cowell. I think he's a very clever man. I think, actually, his main programs have probably had their time. They need a revamp. They need me on as one of the judges, because I think the judges, in many cases, just banal. You need to tell people when they're shit, not just say, well, you know, I was one of the judges for a few shows on Sky Star Search. God, that was a long time back. In fact, right at the beginning, I was interviewing Simon Cowell, and he said to me, James, he said, I base my character and the way I appear on you. That's nice, isn't it?
That is nice. He's moving to the BBC, isn't he, Simon Cowell?
Well, actually, if anybody can save the BBC, it would be Simon, I would imagine, because there is so much that people who need their backsides kicked at the BBC management. And some of the moaning women who are moaning about they don't get paid enough money, for goodness sake, you're all on six-figure salaries, and if you're not getting paid as much as a bloke, maybe you're not as saleable as a bloke. I mean, I've heard some real... absolute rubbish spoken about this, the gender pay gap. It's just bollocks. It really is. You're a newsreader. Your agent will have got you the job, probably, and then it is up to you to say yes or no as to whether or not you're prepared to work for the amount of money. Stop moaning about it. You've got the dogs have gone now, you see, and they're both female. What else was I going to talk about? Oh, yes, David Walliams. There's three... David, what is the point of David Walliams? He's boring. His whole camp shtick, I think they use in showbiz, don't they? It's just dull now. Oh, Simon, I love you. It's just boring. And I don't think we need him on there. Why is he on there? Can somebody tell me why? Because he's not funny, is he?
He's not funny
in any way, shape or form. Does anybody out there... Email me, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. We'll use it in next week's podcast. Anybody watching on Periscope at the moment, do you find David Walliams funny? And here's another thing. The Generation Show is back on the BBC.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen it?
I did.
Shit, right?
Yeah, it was actually very shit.
Absolutely the most embarrassing. I just watched 10 minutes, couldn't watch any more. I was embarrassed for the BBC. Why? What is this fascination with Mel and Sue? That was the worst thing about that Bake Off, which was quite an entertaining program, but the worst thing was them. Utter crap. Utter crap. Somebody on Periscope said that, not me. I'm not. I wouldn't use that as a f***ing language. I really wouldn't. Why put out shit like that?
Good news, though.
What?
The National Lottery is moving to ITV.
Really? Well, I hope it's going to be more entertaining because the National Lottery is another boring show, isn't it?
I think it's only 90 seconds. It's in the commercial break, I think, between... what's that big show on this Saturday? Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, David Walliams.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with Louis? I like Louis and I like Alicia, and, of course, I really, really, really like... I was going to say Schwarzenegger, but that is no. What's her name?
Nicole Scherzinger.
Scherzinger. James, what's your thoughts on the gay couple that got barred from a bar because they weren't a mixed couple? My thoughts are the bar should be ashamed of themselves. Absolutely ashamed of themselves. And you know, we it's illegal, isn't it? You know, and I'll tell you something else that... flipping annoys me about clubs as well. If I go to a club, but why is it okay for straight guys to get barred for the same reason? It's not okay. If I want to go to a gay club and I'm not gay, I should be allowed to go. You can't bar people from clubs because of their sexuality. How ridiculous. absolutely ridiculous. You can bar people from clubs if they make a nuisance of themselves.
Does that mean I can go to a lesbian club?
Yeah. You're disgusting. Do you know that? You are disgusting.
I'm just throwing it out
there. Serious. No, I was being serious. You're being disgusting. And this other thing, again, about, you know, women have to wear... There's a club the other day that said to a girl she couldn't come in because she was wearing trainers. And apparently, on a Saturday night, women have to wear proper shoes. What stupid idiot made a rule like that?
When I used to go nightclubbing, you had to dress it up in a shirt and tie. I thought that was all right. Oh.
That's cut me periscope off now.
Oh, dear. Has
okay.
it?
Yeah. Right, where were we? Oh, yeah, coming out of clubs. I can't, you know, what on earth? You don't have to dress up in this day and age to go to a club. It's ridiculous. Shirt and tie, bollocks to that.
No, I used to enjoy that. Dress up, go out.
Dress up as what? That's the question. Anyway, so the BBC have lost the National Lottery. I wonder if more people will play it.
I don't think so.
ITV are rather embarrassed, aren't they, at the moment, because of that, what was it, the Full Monty, which was another bizarre programme and not particularly attractive and not, you know, the excuse was to get a bunch of celebrities, male and female, to strip off. And they're saying, oh, to make people aware of their bodies and get checked for various cancers. But really, it was just a bit of salacious shit. And it wasn't very well done, and it wasn't very entertaining. Thus, they raised £4,000. This is an ITV show. It raised £4,000 for charity.
Did they raise £4,000 on the ticket sales of the venue or from the phone-in? Was there a phone-in?
I'm not sure. I'm not. To be honest, I'm not sure. Whatever it was, it wasn't really enough. Yet they paid each celebrity £10,000 to do it.
Yeah, well, that's about right. I mean, I've got no problems with that. I mean, everyone deserves to be paid for their time.
No, I have no problems with that. But, you know, when they're making a show and they're paying people, you know, and they're trying to raise some money, I have no problem with that. But the idea they only managed to raise £4,000 for a charity is embarrassing. What they should have done, even if they'd only raised that, they should have topped it up and made it up to £50,000 or something to give to the charity.
The thing I got a problem with is I actually obviously went to YouTube when I heard the story break and did a quick skip through the clips, and they didn't actually do the Full Monty on the TV. It was only to the live audience. So anyone phoning in and donating their money would have felt a bit cheated, I would imagine.
Well, would you have wanted to see the Full Monty of any of the people who were on that programme? That's what you need to ask yourself.
Not particularly, but in the spirit of the event.
Oh, shush.
You know, if you're donating watching this live TV programme or whatever it was supposed to be, because I didn't watch it, and you've paid money, and at the end of it, they're supposed to do the Full Monty, and then the camera turns the other way, what have you paid for?
Yeah, well, yeah, I agree. I just think the whole thing was a waste of space.
I'd do it for £10,000.
Would you?
Yeah. To be honest, £50.
Yeah, I imagine you probably would. Anyway, on the upside, and I think I said this before last week on the podcast, I thought Declan did an excellent job on his own. I wish Ant well. I think they're two brilliant presenters, and I like watching them. And Declan's going to do Britain's Got Talent this week on his own, presumably until Ant gets better.
Well, we won't know, really, because it's going to be the audition, so we won't see Declan on his own for a long while, I wouldn't have thought.
Oh, well, yeah. Shall we do questions for the whale to finish off?
We could do questions for the whale. Before we do, somebody mentioned, was it Robert Widmore, said he thinks the FSB are responsible for the nerve agent. Can you just... tell me who the FSB are, because I'm quite worried.
Aren't they one of the secret services in Russia, the FSB?
Because I used to be a member of the FSB.
The Fire Service Brigade?
No, the Federation of Small Businesses.
No, it's definitely not them.
Okay. Thank God for that.
Maybe somebody could just email us at some point and tell us exactly who the FSB are. Do you know, it's getting more and more difficult to do a show, isn't it, really?
It is, yeah. That.
Hold on.
Ready, questions of the whale. Thurtle Danbo. Should tributes or shrines be put up for criminals who died doing a criminal act near the scene of their crime?
No.
Well, that was a short and shrift answer.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I mean, they're yeah, no.
Okay, right.
Oh.
Oh, that's the podcast.
We're going to end up in a never-ending loop if we do this.
Are we? That'd be quite fun, wouldn't it? Oh, sorry. Yeah, right. Go on.
Yes. Colin Watkins. Does the killing in self-defence of a burglar mean the law will change?
No, I don't think it will. The law is, at the moment, very sensible. And if you kill somebody in self-defence, then that's not your fault, is it?
Not at all. I think the law worked in this occasion, I think, didn't it?
Yeah, of course it did.
Yeah. Christian Loyal. Can you do this three times quickly? Oh, the old favourite. I'm not a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker's mate. I thought it was a pheasant plucker's son. Did I just say
pheasant plucker's son, yeah. I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker's son. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker's son. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. Pheasant plucker, plucker, pheasant, pheasant, pheasant plucker. Plucker, pheasant, pheasant plucker. You're all a silly fucker.
Lee Stevens, are you going to have Rob on your talk radio show? It'd be interesting to have Rob and Ash together. Crikey.
Yeah, well, we might do that. Who knows? It might be worth doing, and then I could just take the evening off. Yeah, okay.
I don't think that we can have us two near each other in the same cosmos. The world might implode. Maddie Holgate, no question, just sending a big hug and hi.
Mandy Holgate, hello, Matt. I wonder if Mandy Holgate is the same Mandy Holgate who lives on Mersey Island, and while I was working for the BBC in Essex, we went and did the breakfast show from her house.
Didn't you say she had a shit kitchen?
I don't think I said that, did I?
I think you did. I think you slagged her kitchen off.
I might have slagged... I think... No, I wouldn't do something. That wouldn't be very nice.
I'm sure you said when you're going to get people to change your kitchen is about time it needs modifying. And she said, my husband did it only 3 weeks
ago. How would you remember that all those years ago?
Because I have a photographic memory. Which doesn't really work with audio, does it?
I might have done. Mandy, let us know. Nice to hear from you. Thank you very much. No question, just a big hug. And a big hug back to you.
Matthew Feeney. Is Boris Johnson the Tories' answer to Diana Abbott?
Absolutely. What a couple they'd make. What would their kids be like? Yeah, yeah, what a couple they'd make. They would suit each other very, very well. Yeah, that's a good... Matthew, that's a really good point. Right, let's have one more. I've got the pub calling me.
Frankie Campbell. James, when does the world end? And if so, will Tesco be doing deals on cases of wine?
The world ends when the world ends, and when we have confirmation of it, as we don't have at the moment, yes, I'm absolutely sure Tesco will be doing deals on cases of wine.
I heard it's a week on Tuesday.
Well, I'd heard it was actually a week on Thursday, but let's hope we're both wrong.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.